The Anchorage Police Department is cracking down on distracted driving, just as a national study highlights the problem. KSKA's Daisha Eaton reports.
We've all been there, stopped at a red light. Whether you're the one texting and then sitting there blocking traffic when the light turns green, or the person stuck in traffic behind them.
A lot of people do it usually during stoplights when their vehicle's stopped, which is still not a good idea. Because then the light turns green and they're still texting, the car sitting there at the intersection and people are honking at them.
That's legal but dangerous, says Anchorage Police Department Officer Patrick Martin, who works in the APD's traffic unit. He sees all kinds of distracted driving, but he says a lot of it involves cell phones.
I see a lot of talking on the phones. I see a lot of people looking at their phones. It looks like they're texting and driving, and then they'll put it up to their ear. You'll see people manipulating the phones with their thumbs like they are texting and driving, and then they realize that someone's looking at them, so they'll put it down in their lap like they're not doing anything.
A law explicitly banning texting and driving in Alaska went into effect in 2012, but there are no other limits on using cell phones while driving in the state. Martin recently attended a distracted driving training seminar put on by the Alaska Peace Officers Association. The training came on the heels of the first fatal texting and driving case in the state since the law was enacted. Earlier this month, an Anchorage teenager was arraigned on charges of manslaughter and felony texting while driving. He's accused of texting behind the wheel, running a red light, and killing a 27-year-old woman in Midtown earlier this year. Martin says the APD is cracking down on distracted driving.
Is it fair to say that you're increasingly cracking down on this?
Yes, we are. We are looking for it. We're out there actively searching out the people who are driving and texting, and we're trying to make a more profound effect to keep our roads safer.
Earlier this week, a study commissioned by the American Automobile Association and carried out by University of Utah researchers sounded the alarm about voice-controlled technology for text messages, emails, and phone calls, saying it's more distracting than listening to the radio or talking with passengers. Officer Martin says voice-controlled technology is a growing problem in Anchorage traffic cases as well. Prosecutors say they've filed more than 30 texting while driving cases in the past year. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.